Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, almost 90% of primary schools remain under the patronage of the Catholic Church, despite less than 70% of the population identifying as Catholic in the latest census. So, is the government moving too slowly when it comes to meeting its own target of 400 multi-denominational schools by 2030? Or, when it comes down to it, do parents simply want to keep the faith? Well, for more, I'm joined by Éan O'Riordan, Labour Dublin MEP, and David Quinn, who's head of the Iona Institute and Sunday Independent columnist, and you're both welcome to the programme. Éan, to begin with you, I know the Labour Party has been calling on the government to ramp up the divestment of religion from primary schools in particular. So you see that there's a problem here with the pace of this?
Well, yeah, I do. And fundamentally, look, I believe that we need to absolutely separate church and state when it comes to education. I don't understand why at this day and age that we need to have religion as the overarching context in which our children attend school. It separates children on the basis of religion, and that's not really the way that an education system in the Republic should be formulated. Now, the government did commit to having a citizens' assembly in education, within which there would have been a conversation around the constitutional underpinning of this, and that didn't take place, which is a big disappointment to us in the Labour Party. But certainly that would be where I feel we need to go. We have 4,000 schools in the country, in a country with a population basically of Manchester. We have about half of our primary schools have 4 teachers or less. And none of this conversation, majority of those would be faith schools. The majority of none of this conversation is actually about children. Most of it is about what is good for the patron, good for a particular religion, good for a particular church. But none of it is based around the actual needs of children, and that's why I find this debate so frustrating.
So, David, the Catholic bishops say they support divestment. We know that the government policy is to pursue this, even though it seems to be moving quite slowly. Why do you think that is? Why do you think the pace is so slow?
Well, I mean, like if you take, there's been surveys conducted by the Department of Education down the years. For example, there was one conducted when Rory Quinn was Education Minister. This is about 10 years ago, and they surveyed parents in 43 areas, taking in about 250 schools, and they found demand among parents to only divest about 10% of schools. And there's been other examples of that, for example, Kinsealy, Malahide, Portmarnock area, where there was 8 schools, and they found maybe enough for divesting one school, or it could have been no schools. And this pattern keeps on repeating itself. So if you take a national survey and you ask parents, do you want to see more pluralism in education? The answer is usually yes. But then when you ask them about their specific school in their given area, they usually say no. So they seem to be comfortable with the situation they've got. But personally, and it might surprise some people to hear this, I find that frustrating because I would like to see an awful lot more divestment, and I would like to see the pace to be much faster than it has been down these years. And I think that's going to take an awful lot more leadership than there has been to date, not just from the church, but also from politicians, from the government, and I also mean local politicians, because sometimes when divestment has come up in a given area, you have had opposition from local politicians also because they see which way the parents are going. So I think you need a combined effort from the government, from local politicians, from the church nationally, and then from parishes locally, okay, to say, look, in the interest of fairness, we need more divestment.
That raises an interesting point, Éan. If you ask a general question, do you want to see pluralism in our schools? Everybody says yes. Do you want to see this school in your local area divest? People tend to say no. That's what David is telling us.
With these surveys, or these processes, are set up to fail. I'm familiar with a number of them in my own constituency, where the in public meetings, and he said that he would read the temperature of the room. So it wasn't a kind of scientific evaluation of what people actually wanted. It was his view of what the room was actually, the temperature of the room was, and what doesn't happen in any given geographical area, that the parents or preschool children are asked. I've said this to the minister consistently. Why does somebody who has a child in fifth or sixth class have more of a say in the future of that school when their children are almost out the door than a parent of a child of a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old in that given area. Their views are not surveyed. So, and what happens in individual circumstances as well is the classic misinformation campaign, which tends to happen about the banning of Christmas and all the sort of culture war stuff that inevitably comes to the fore whenever you have this conversation at a local level. We have, in my view, we separate children far too much. We separate children on the basis of religion, also on gender, which is an overhang of the religious thing. We separate children on the basis of gender in Irish education. Outside of Malta and the Arab world, no country does it more than us. 17% of Irish children, primary school children, go to single gender schools. 1/3 of our second level schools are single gender. It is outdated. It is all related to the religious influence of schools.
Okay, we'll try and improve your line, Aon, because
your line
Aon is dropping quite a bit, so we'll just try to improve that. So if we go down this path as the government has planned, David, what happens for children and parents who want those children to have their sacraments of communion and confirmation? They would have to have those outside of school hours.
Well, if it's no longer a Catholic school, I guess that would be the case, yes. But you see, the overriding consideration and the overriding driving force here has got to be the wishes of parents. It can't be the wishes of the church, and it can't be the wishes of the state either. So we can't replace a one-size-fits-all Catholic education system with a one-size-fits-all state-run education. It has to be reflecting the wishes of the parents, and that's the constitutional position. So if in years to come you get a situation where 50% of the schools remain Catholic and the rest of them go to some other patron body, whatever that patron body may be, well then that's what parents want, and it has to be respected, and the ethos of the remaining Catholic schools ought to be respected. So they get to do sacramental preparation in school time. If they want to have prayers a couple of times a day, that's fine too. And by the way, they should be allowed to have admissions on the same basis as the Church of Ireland. So if the school is overcrowded, well, then the Catholic schools should be able to admit Catholic children. That's what the Church of Ireland can do, isn't it? That's, Catholic schools can no longer do that. That's fair enough when they control 90% of primary schools. But going forward, if they control only, let's say, 50% of those schools, well, then we got to change the admissions law again. So the ethos of those schools must be respected. But as I say, parents have to be in the driver's seat, and the school makeup has to reflect the wishes of parents.
Now, there are very few Catholic schools, though, that are oversubscribed, aren't there?
That's correct, yes. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't arise too much.
So just
but it might in the future if you have far fewer Catholic schools.
Going back to that figure that we mentioned at the beginning, David, 90% of primary schools under Catholic patronage. In your view, how many or what percentage would you like to see divested?
Now, this is only a wild guess. So maybe over time, 50%. I mean, I could be completely wrong there. I could be completely wrong in saying that over time, if there's proper leadership at local and national level, we end up with a 50% figure. It could be a 70% figure, it could be a 40% figure. I simply don't know what would come out in the wash. So I'm kind of using 50% as more or less a kind of wild sort of guesstimate as to what might happen. You see, we have a curious thing where so many parents don't go to Mass. But then again, when they get asked about divestment, they don't want to divest. And also, they want their children to make First Holy Communion and Confirmation. And they mainly want their children baptized as well. So we have a kind of situation where they're kind of half in the church to a certain degree and half out.
Mm. But is there a chicken and egg situation, David? Sorry to cut across you going
sure.
on there, where people are subscribing to the sacraments, to the preparation of the sacraments themselves, because they know it is required of the school that they either want to go to or that they're in?
Well, you see, there are some parents and they feel, now as you say, it's rare for there to be over-enrollment. So therefore, it's very rare for a parent to feel, I've got to have my child baptized in order to get them into the school. And nowadays, anyway, that doesn't arise because they changed the Admissions Act a few years ago to make sure that didn't arise. But even if they were getting their children baptized to get them into the Catholic school, as I say, that's no longer a problem. The fact that so many still want their children to make First Holy Communion and still want their children to make confirmation means they have to, I suppose, what they subscribe to is a kind of Catholicism light. And they see that their local school reflects that as well. And that's why I think there hasn't been much of a groundswell to date to divest too many schools.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was more of a groundswell, by the way, but there simply isn't one.
Aon, you want to come in there?
Yeah, sorry, I don't know how much of you, of what I said previously.
No, we did catch most of it. But just on that point that David makes about, I suppose we call it a la carte Catholicism, don't we, where people aren't going to Mass, but they still want their children to have the sacraments. And if there was a groundswell of demand for divestment, it would be happening.
But there is a groundswell of demand for a different type of education. You can see the revolution in Irish education over the last 20 years or so with the Educate Together model. And whenever an educator go to school comes into an area, they are incredibly popular, and now they've moved into second level. So there is less of an attempt to change the existing sort of formulation of a school as there is to maybe having a choice within an area. But still, I go back to this point of why do we insist on having this context in which children go to school, which has to be one about religion. It's not child focused. It's religion focused. It's patron focused. It's church focused. And it's not actually about children. This also, by the way, impacts on those working in the schools. When I was Minister for Equality, I had to amend the Employment Equality Act to ensure that teachers who were gay, teachers who were divorced, teachers who were unmarried parents or other school staff like SNAs who also fell into those categories couldn't be discriminated against, because the very fact of who they were was potentially undermining the school ethos. But that there's still an issue of those categories of teachers working within schools. And so it really comes back to the question of a modern-day republic in this day and age still having this sort of archaic way of educating our children through this religious prism, which is just separating children on the basis of their religious background. And I don't think it really stands up to any scrutiny that in any geographical area we'll have one school for the Catholics and one school for maybe Church of Ireland children and another school for somebody of another faith. It's incredibly expensive. It separates children. It doesn't lead to any sort of cultural understanding. And it's not about children. It's about the forces of influence who want to influence children.
So when
not
about the parents want,
or the other school staff who work in those educational institutions.
David, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, most countries have a pluralist education system. In Britain, about a third of state-funded primary schools are church-run, mainly Church of England. In the Netherlands, about 60% of primary schools are church-run by a whole range of churches, mainly Protestant churches. So a pluralist education system where public funds goes to a whole variety of schools, including church-run schools, is extremely common. And again, it's a reflection of what parents want. I mean, so Britain is a very, very secular country, much more secular than we are, even still. And those church-run schools are extremely popular and frequently over-enrolled. And if the state was to come along and say, those schools are to be abolished, you know, henceforth and must be private only, there would be a huge rebellion from parents. So for me, again, I mean, my overriding consideration all the time is, what kind of school system do parents want? And if it's a pluralist system in which there are X number of state-run schools, X number of Educate Together schools, which would not be state-run, by the way, and X number of Catholic and Church of Ireland schools, then so be it. Because I don't think anybody, whether it be the church or the state, has a right to override parental wishes.
Do you subscribe to that view, Ian, that there should be choice there? That if divestment was to happen across the board, David said earlier that it would be 50-50, that you would have 50 schools run by religious organisations or with a religious ethos and funded by the state? Or do you want to remove religion completely?
I do. I do want to remove religion completely, because I just don't think it stands up to any educationist scrutiny that this is what's best for children. And I would also make the point that it's probably better for the churches if they weren't depending on the school system to have faith formation. If the churches themselves were depending on their own church community and what they do at the weekend or after school hours, and not depending on the state-funded teachers to do it, they'd probably blossom more, because it's something that the family would actually take ownership of. But it's not something I think that we should just continue with, because we've always known it to be like this. And there are pressures on teachers, I know myself, in my own background. around sacrament time about what you're expected to do in the classroom. All that sort of pressure on teachers and again on the school community when it comes to around faith formation, which none of it really is about what schools should be established for. And the last thing I'll say here about the patronage model, and this is crucial, I think, is that the patronage model allows the Department of Education to be at arm's length from the running of schools. And this is why we don't have a state education system. We have a state-funded education system, but not a state education system. And this is why so many individual schools have to run fundraisers. It's why parent bodies become effectively fundraising bodies. It's why so many conversations that parents have with schools are about money. It's why principals have to run around the place and get, you know, worry about electricity bills or heating bills and spend all that time thinking about that rather than teaching and learning. It's because of this patronage model that the department is quite happy to have at arm's length, because they say it's the board of management's issue.
All right.
It's the patron body's issue.
Thank you both, Eoin O'Riordan and David Quinn. Thank you for joining us. And if you're listening to this and you heard both of our guests saying, what do the parents want? Let us know on that WhatsApp number 0870 32 32 32. Just a quick response on this from the Department of Education. They say for historical reasons, most primary schools are state-aided parish schools with a local bishop as patron. It's recognised, including by the Catholic patrons, that more diverse provision is required to cater for our changing society. They say 20 primary schools have transferred patronage and or changed ethos to multi-denominational in recent years. And they give a breakdown of that. They say all state-funded primary schools follow a common national curriculum and are subject to the same department rules and regulations. Chef Brian McDermott will be here next with another hero ingredient.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.